7 a.m. Saturday morning. Here to wake you up in that easy Arizona Saturday morning way. You don't have to get out of bed. Just let the alarm slowly gain its volume. Slowly shake last night off. Shake out the bedhead and get ready for 4 hours of Rosie on the House. Pretty day for that. What a gorgeous morning. What a gorgeous last couple weeks. Kind of snuck in here and made a super nice little spring. Ease us on in to summer. That's part of the problem.
Part of the problem?
The problem.
I thought that was a good thing.
Rosie here from Rosie on the House. That's my wife, sweet Jennifer. We've got Romy in studio, my son. Mike Griech, broadcast engineer. The entire team of Rosie on the House here this morning for your Saturday morning education and enjoyment. But what you see outside right now is exactly part of the problem.
You must be talking about growth.
Maricopa County, fastest growing county, not in Arizona, not in the Sun Belt, not in the Southwest, fastest growing county in the country.
Well, I guess that's why I have to hit 115 a couple days out of the year.
That'll slow it down.
Maybe.
Maybe in July things will slow down a little bit. So we're growing at 2% a year, okay? Compounded, I think that doubles the population in about 30 years. So we're going to go from 3.5 million to 7 million people. Mm. 7 million people. That's how many people. That's more than they're in the state right now.
Well, that makes Rosie on the House even more important.
Ooh, man. Buckeye happens to be the fastest growing little city inside Maricopa County. So they've got a lot going on for them right now, the sleepy little cotton growing community of Buckeye.
Yeah. Have you been out there? Have you seen what they own?
Yeah.
Land wise, they own the entire west side of the White Tanks. And they've got some pretty major subdivisions they've put in out there. So the old historic town of Buckeye, you call it a little sleepy cotton farm,
but
around it, they've got some massive, massive developments.
Ooh, just talking about massive developments, you two have just got back from a town that's experienced the booms and the busts of the housing industry. Y'all were at the National Hardware Show up in Las Vegas, coming home with all kind of little ideas blinking in your heads, huh?
and confirmation, Vegas just is not that much fun. Man, that is an exhausting town. I was only there one night, and it's just, you can't look anywhere without just being bombarded by advertisements and signs and blinking. It's just, it's exhausting.
And not all that nice, yeah. So
right.
But we did have a great time at the Las Vegas Hardware Show. We kind of hang out over by the convention center, and Julia had her little Apple Watch on. We put on 5 miles a day. Just walking the show floor and meeting people and looking at different products. Roman, did you see anything you liked?
There was a lot there that I liked. Mm-hmm. I've got a resource that I'm putting together online because there's so much. When you get asked about it, you kind of blank because there's just...
Yeah, so we'll be rolling that out over the next couple weeks and just kind of feed it to you a little bit of time by category so you can kind of absorb it too. Maybe there's something you need at your house and castle or cabin, and Julia and I will have our favorites as well.
I would say my favorite was the amount of independent thought that was there. A bunch of little guys. There was a guy there. These booths, I don't know about the inventor's room. I know the exhibit floor, a 10 by 10 started at 5,000 for the 3-day. I don't know if that was the same for the inventors.
I hope not, because those guys are struggling.
Oh, but there was a guy in there with a plastic fly swatter. Now, why would you bring a fly swatter? What could possibly be new?
Had electricity in it or something? Huh? I missed him.
No. So instead of a flat smacker, he made it so there's all these little bumps on it. so it doesn't get smushed onto your surface.
Oh, funny.
It's more like all these little spikes that kind of stab it, and then you can just go pop it in the trash can. So it's a no-splat fly swatter. I mean, but this plastic thing couldn't have cost 20 cents to make, and he probably isn't going to sell them for more than $2 or $3. You got to sell a lot of fly swatters to get your money back on that.
You need to land one distributorship deal is what
right.
You need.
Well, there's a lot of dreams in that room.
And
a
then,
lot of dreams.
And then over in some corner of the convention center is this inventor's room. So these are all the guys that have got some new recent invention they want to promote at the
And it's like walking the gauntlet. They come look at and they see your press pass like, oh, can I be on your show? Can I be on your show? You know, they're so excited. They just know they have the next million-dollar idea.
Well, we'll be covering more about the National Hardware Show in the coming weeks, as well as a little bit later in today's program. This is the Mother's Day edition of Rosie on the House. So for those of you who haven't been introduced to my mother, you will. At the 7:30 break, we're going to bring Baby Kay Romero into studio and visit with her about cooking, what she is known for in the community for. What she's known for amongst the family members and, the kids. Mom raised 8 children. I'm the 3rd in line. I'm the oldest boy. And what we remember is her willingness to always find some way to make us laugh and enjoy every single day. It was like being raised by Lucille Ball and Betty Crocker, all wrapped up into one person. So that's Baby Kay, and she'll be in studio visiting with us from 7:30 to 8, so you're not going to want to miss that. We'll also have a special guest from Char's Kitchen. She's going to be talking about some kitchen supplies that you might want to be considering, or cooking classes you might be wanting to enroll Mom in. So you've been to Char's.
I have.
You've
great,
taken
great,
some classes.
Great product and great classes as well.
Well, we're going to put out the idea of maybe Baby Kay showing up at Char's and teaching a bunch of Rosie on the House listeners a big Cajun class.
Oh,
on fixing,
I'm in. I'm
fixing
in.
Etouffee or jambalaya or something. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. We also have the 9 o'clock hour, open hour. We'll be talking about whatever you've got scheduled on your list. And, of course, we've always got the staycation.
You know what? I got the best press release this week regarding Bisbee. Little Bisbee, man. It's changed a lot since we've been here.
Yes, it has.
And it has won some recent awards. Okay, so USA Today does these top tens and of different categories.
Right.
And Bisbee was in the top 10 of the Southwest small towns, just released this month. And Romy, what do you think is the best small town in Arizona? Well, I'll give you a hint. So the 10 are all Southwest, but the top winner is in Arizona, and it's not Bisbee. Bisbee's number 2. Any idea what number 1 is?
The number 1 town?
Small town in the Southwest being in Arizona.
Who? I know what I would pick.
Okay, what would you pick?
I'm not telling.
Oh.
I'm going to say they probably did something touristy like Tombstone.
You're not going to believe this. It's Ajo. Ajo was
there
chosen. And
there you go.
One of the unique things about it is it's the entrance to the Organ Pipe National Monument, so that's one reason people like to go. The number 2 was Bisbee, and the rest were in New Mexico and Colorado, except for number 9 was Tubac, which is a very artsy little community.
Gotta love Tubac. I mean, it's worth going to Tubac just for the Presidio Museum.
Well, then they also won another award by the Daily Mail, which listed them as one of the prettiest towns. Well, it is the prettiest town in Arizona, Bisbee.
Bisbee?
Bisbee.
Oh, I can test that. Nothing against Bisbee, but I wouldn't vote Bisbee the prettiest city in Arizona.
Well,
prettiest city in Arizona.
You got one?
Well, I could think of a couple. I think the little community of Alpine's awful pretty. Does Sedona make that list at all? Sedona's pretty hard to beat.
Well, the views are.
Yeah, we're talking prettiest.
Well, mm-hmm. Actually, the beginning of this article says, those who believe Sedona is Arizona's prettiest town, raise your hands. Now you know you're raising your hand for Bisbee. So,
wow.
Hey, there's one more contest you can participate in. I put it up on Facebook this morning. It's also by USA Today. It's the Reader's Choice of 2017 for Best Arizona Attractions. So there's 20 attractions listed there. If you're thinking about a staycation, great way to see what's in the state all in one place and what people really love to do. And London Bridge, Lake Havasu, is number one right now. You can vote once a day between now and June 15th. But we have a staycation winner going out there just this week, going to stay at the London Bridge Resort.
Oh, really?
At Lake Havasu. So that's number one. So they didn't know they were going to some place that was ranking so well.
I guess.
And they're taking with them, they get to take a Sibley's West basket. And Sibley's West is in Chandler. It has 4,000 unique Arizona-made. Sorry about that. They have all kinds of stuff made in Arizona. Everything from wine glasses to stationery to soaps, lotions, pottery, food. You just can't go wrong. It's a great place to go shopping for Mother's Day. Well, you miss Mother's Day. No, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
And
right,
Father's
right.
Day. Yeah. Right. Mother's Day, Father's Day, any day, birthday, just for fun.
So Sibley's.
Anyway, Sibley's West in Chandler.
That goes with the staycation winners.
Yes, along with the choice of your car off the Sanderson demo lot. And put it all together for you and a $250 gift card.
And Jennifer throws the gift card in so you can cover the gas and the meals and the lodgings taken care of. And you get a gift. You can only register for that one place in the whole world. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.